Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I am joined in the studio today by Howard Tanner and Sherry Jungwirth, and we are talking about the Raritan Club up in Jeff. How's things going up there, Howard?
I think things are going pretty good. We've got about 30 members.
Okay. And you're having breakfast once a month, right?
Breakfast once a month, yes.
And then the next big thing the Raritan Club is doing is Frontier Days.
That would be correct.
That is starting Friday, the 6th, right?
6th, 7th, and 8th, yes.
6th, 7th, and 8th. So you added the 8th to the schedule last year, the Sunday to the schedule. How'd that work out for you?
I think it worked real good. Okay. We have a church service, and we have some gospel singing in the afternoon. We have a chicken dinner at noon. So I think something for about everyone.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Sherry, what did you think about last year's Frontier Days?
Yeah, I think it turned out really, really well. We added the Sunday like it used to be.
Okay. And brought back Sunday.
Yes. And I think people enjoyed it.
Oh, okay. All right. We will get to all of the events for Frontier Days coming up the September 6th, 7th, and 8th in Jeff. And you're invited to come on down and have yourself a good time with the Raritan Club of Jeff and Frontier Days. So we'll be back in a moment.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Do you know if you want to start a business in other countries, you have to get permission? If you want to start a business in here, you know what you do? By nightfall, you have an Etsy site, an eBay site, a Craigslist site, and it's all free. You can just decide, I'm in business. Ta-da! You don't need the government's permission, and you don't even need any money. You can just set up a website. You can do this. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We have Sherry Jungwirth and Howard Tanner in the studio with us today, and we are talking Jeff Frontier Days, September 6th, 7th, and 8th in Jeff. All right, so it all kicks off Friday night, Sherry. What is the schedule for Friday?
Friday night, we'll have the sack races for the kids. This will be at 5 o'clock, 5:30, in the three-legged races. And then watermelon eating contest
at
5:30. And crowning of Little Miss Frontier Days, that's the highlight at 7 o'clock with the Best Grandma contest.
Okay, and the Best Grandma contest was new last year, right?
It was, yes, Tom. Okay.
All right, and how did that go last year?
I think it went well. I think everybody enjoyed it and had fun, and we had some pretty good-looking grandmas there.
Let's go back to the watermelon eating contest. It's not those little teeny tiny watermelons.
No, they take out a big slice, and the kids really dig in.
Is it a timed event, how many slices you can eat in so long?
Yes, it's and not by, I think they have it by age, a eighth grader won't be competing with a first grader.
Okay. All right. I was wondering if you gave them just, like a half a watermelon and said, what,
just
see how fast you can get half of it gone.
No, not a whole half, but slices.
Okay, slices. All right. And is there any rules to the watermelon eating contest we should know about? It's just as you
know. Yeah, they can't use their hands for sure. So it's all, dig the face in the watermelon and go at it.
Okay. How many contestants you have for the Little Miss pageant, do you know?
I believe, this year I don't know. I think last year we had 6 or 7, I believe.
All right. And who ended up, do you know who was Miss
I'm sorry.
Frontier
I
Days?
I do not remember that. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. But she wore the crown well.
Yes.
And she's been in all the parades.
Yes. And our parade is on Saturday, so she gets to be in that.
That's her
event.
Very first parade.
Yes.
Okay. I always thought that's nice. It's very next day, you're put right to work. All right. What is the Raritan Club doing on Friday, Howard?
On Friday, we'll be setting up the booths around through the park. Mm-hmm. We will have sandwiches, hamburgers, pork burgers, Polish sausage available for the public Friday evening, as well as Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so there'll be sandwiches available all the time.
That's correct.
Okay, and there'll be soft drinks or tea and lemonade, that kind of thing. Apple cider, of course.
Yes, all those will be available.
Okay, and the apple cider is going to be fresh squeezed, right?
Fresh apple cider.
Okay, that is the highlight of Frontier Days, right?
Well, that's one of them.
It's a staple. Okay, so all set up gets done on Friday, the crowning of the Little Miss and the Best Grandma. Does Best Grandma get to ride in the parade too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Of course, yeah.
All right. So that takes us to Saturday. Let's start Saturday morning. How does it start up Saturday morning?
The car and truck show registration, that comes between 8:30 and 10. And then on Friday, back to Friday, we have the display of the tractors and antique cars and trucks.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be starting on Friday. But the actual registration for the trophies, that'll be from 8:30 to 10 on Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right. So tractors on display Friday night and antique cars. And then the car show on Saturday morning, registration at 8:30. When is the awards for that?
That'll be on the...
Saturday afternoon.
That's at 1 o'clock, I believe. And then they also participate in the parade, which is at 2.
Okay. And Saturday is a big day for kids at the Frontier Days, isn't it, Howard?
Yes, it is. We have several... traditional games for them, frog races, turtle races, the sawdust pile where we put change in it, money, and they dig through there and they get to keep whatever money they find.
Of course, okay. Who arranges all the kids' games on Saturday?
Well, it's pretty much a combined effort. Terry Hall is in charge of those.
Okay.
And, of course, I'll be going around taking pictures of the activities and the games and the winners of the games.
Okay. All right. We are going to take a break. We'll be back with Howard Tanner and Sherry Jung. We're talking about Frontier Days. Get back to the kids' games in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
Join us each weekday and on Saturday mornings as well for the latest on the local auction scene. Auction Time informs you of the unique items on the block. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into the details with area auctioneers as part of our Saturday program. That's Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and then again on Saturday morning after the 8 o'clock news on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Howard Tanner and Sherry Jungworth about Frontier Days at Jeff coming up the 6th, 7th, and 8th of September. It is this weekend. And we're talking about Saturday morning. We're talking about the kids' games. Terry Hall is in charge. And so what time do kids' games start? Howard?
Usually about 10 o'clock.
About 10 o'clock, okay.
And then they will go through the whole day, actually.
Right.
We have different time slots for everything.
All right. Is there an age limit on the kids' games?
Usually not. The sawdust pile, we'll separate them out into age groups.
Okay. All right. And are there strict adherence to... your frog racing rules or your turtle racing rules?
Well, we have those not by age, but usually by the size of the frog and the turtle.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it would make sense to do it by the size of the turtle. Okay, so, and then you have the baby derby also, right, on Saturday morning?
Yes, that'll be about 10:30 or so Saturday morning. What that entails, we have a blue tarpaulin we put on the ground that has start line and finish line on it. They'll set their babies down by the start line, and hopefully they go to the finish line. Sometimes they do, sometimes they do not.
Is that like the best thing of the day?
Well, it's pretty comical sometimes.
Okay. What do you think, Sherry?
Yeah, they're either looking for grandma or mom or, well, dad sometimes too. But, you know, it's a crowd and everybody's watching. And if they can't focus on where they need to go, yeah, it could be comical.
Once people start cheering, all bets are off, aren't they?
Right.
Okay. Does anything ever happen funny in the turtle races and frog races?
Usually not very funny. You know, that the object of the game is to get your frog to hop down to the
right
to the free throw line on the basketball court.
Okay.
And you're not allowed to touch him after the whistle blows.
Okay. And you're watching that closely, right?
Well, yes. You can slap the ground or blow on them or whatever you want to do. You just can't touch them.
Okay. All right. And speaking of the free throw line, you have a basketball shoot too, don't you?
Yes, we do. That'll be in the afternoon.
Okay. Is that for all ages as well?
Yes. Those are done by age groups also.
Oh, okay. All right. There'll be age groups for the basketball shoot. What are the prizes for all these games?
Money. Oh. We give the winner... I believe it's $1, and then 50 cents for second place, and
Oh, okay.
A ribbon for third.
Okay. So your kid can end up cash rich after Frontier Days, right?
Sure.
They got a talented frog and a fast turtle. And all right, the kids' games go on throughout the day. Also, there are kids' activities. Don't you have inflatables this year?
Yes, we do. We have three inflatables coming this year. They won't be there until Saturday morning due to insurance reasons.
Okay.
But it'll cost $10 for an armband, and they're good for Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a high price. We don't charge much for anything at Frontier Days.
Okay.
We just want the families to come out, and it's just like a reunion for a lot of people.
Okay. All right. So the big event on Saturday is the ham and bean feed. What time do you start the ham and beans?
That's at noon.
Okay.
And that's
serving starts at noon.
Yes, that's a big deal. So Okay. People line up for that.
All right. So what time do you start cooking the ham and beans? Is that early morning Saturday?
Yes. It takes a while to get those ready, but... they will be ready by noon, and also sandwiches. You know, you might want to have a Polish sausage along with your ham and beans.
Okay.
So those will be available also.
Okay. And cornbread?
Cornbread, of course, yes.
All right. So, Howard, how do you eat your cornbread? I think we talked about this last year. Do you eat it in the soup or on the side?
No, I don't want it in my beans, no. I believe in segregation on my food.
There you go. That's exactly right. All right. Now here's the big question. What do you have on your cornbread?
Just butter.
Just butter. Okay. All right. Well, you know, if you try maple syrup on that, it's really pretty good. I'm just saying. It's really pretty good. Cornbread, butter. Hot cornbread with butter and maple syrup on it.
Darn
tasty. How about you, Sherry? How do you like your
cornbread? I like the cornbread. If I'm going to have the beans, it'll be in the beans.
It'll be in the beans, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And it doesn't matter how you like your cornbread and your beans. It's just that it will all be available. And that's,
yes.
Serving starts at noon, right?
Yes, serving starts at noon. It will be hot.
It will be hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what does it cost cornbread and beans on that day?
I believe it's
$3, I believe, on that.
$3? Yeah. Okay.
So
the Merchant Club's taking a loss on the beans, is what you're saying.
Well, like I said, we don't want to price anything too high because we want everybody to be able to participate.
Not pricing anybody out of the market.
That's right.
Okay, that is Saturday at noon at Frontier Days, happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 6th, 7th, and 8th of September. And we will start right up after the ham and beans in just a moment here on the Community Connection.
I'm Mike Wreath, and I get 2 minutes every morning. The goal is to make you think about a local, state, or national story. I give you my honest take, and it always contains my opinion. You may not agree. That's okay. Good people can disagree on issues and still be respectful. I love it when my commentary spawns a good debate. Talk isn't always cheap. It plays weekdays here on the station listened to, not just heard. Thank you for listening.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Sherry Jungwirth and Howard Tanner from Jeff for the Frontier Days, Merton Club's Frontier Days at Jeff. And we have talked about the ham and bean feed at noon on Saturday. So what other activities go on Saturday afternoon? We talked about the kids' games in the morning and the inflatables all afternoon for a $10 armband. What else is going on Saturday afternoon at Jeff Frontier Days?
We have the Car Show Awards, as I mentioned before. Okay. That's at 1. And then the parade is at 2. Okay. And usually that's a big crowd. You know, some people just, I think they might even come just for the parade, you know, and then they get all their snacks right before the parade and sit down and enjoy that. And it's a pretty good-sized parade for you know, small Jeff area. It's mm-hmm. it's really nice, and we have an announcer, and all the tractors that want to be in it, you know, will line up, and we have the girls, the winners of the Little Miss, and some horses will be in the parade, and I don't know what else is in store for this year. Howard, do you know?
And she mentioned tractors.
Right.
We have a tractor judge to judge the tractors.
Oh, okay.
And we give a trophy for the best tractor that was manufactured before 1950 and the best one after 1950. So if you have a chance to see our Frontier Days book, they're on the front page and back page.
Okay.
This year, so we always do that, and the tractor owners kind of look forward to that.
Oh, okay. All right, and where can we get the Jeff Frontier Days books? Because that has all your advertising in it.
Yes, it does. All the advertising, and we certainly appreciate the advertisers that help with that. We just couldn't do Frontier Days without the advertisers and without the volunteers.
Right. Okay, so where can we pick up a book?
They'll be available at Frontier Days at the concession stand. I mean, at the where you pay for your meal.
Okay.
And if you see a Ruitan member between now and then, just ask them about it.
Okay.
But they'll be available that day for sure.
All right. So we've got the car awards. The parade, what happens after the parade? What happens Saturday, late afternoon and evening?
Well, then we'll have more kids' games. We have a 50-50 drawing every year, mm-hmm. so about 5 o'clock we'll draw for that.
Okay.
And then the entertainment for Saturday evening, that'll be about 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Stromat and Doug Hoff will be the entertainment this year. Dennis Stromat is nicknamed the Honky Tonk Fiddler. He plays Cajun music and Western swing and all types of music, actually, but he's a great fiddle player and
local.
And local, that's correct.
Great local artist. How did you get Dennis involved in Frontier Days? Did somebody know him, or?
Yes, we were contacted last year, as a matter of fact, about him, but we were not able to make arrangements on the right day. So this year, we contacted him, and he was available for that day.
Ah, okay. So you told him last year you were interested, and he was like, oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so like you said, he is local, and so is Doug Hoff. He's from Allendale.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a Ruitan member at Allendale, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. All right, and so that show starts at 7 o'clock, and how long do you expect Dennis to play?
Oh, probably 2 or 2.5 hours.
Okay.
He'll take a break or two during that time, of course, but he'll have a good program for a couple hours anyway.
Okay. So you'll need your lawn chair all day at Frontier Days.
Yes,
right?
Definitely bring your lawn chair. If it's weather like it's been the last couple of weeks, you may need a jacket.
Okay. All right. Be prepared is what you're saying. So now we're transitioning into Sunday morning. You're going to have worship service to start, right?
We are, Tom. At 10:30, it's Brother Daniel Lewis from Shiloh Church.
Okay.
And then at 11:30, noon, will be our chicken dinner, a chicken and ham dinner.
Okay.
So you have a choice with all the fixings, including dessert and drink, $10.
Dessert.
And then this year we are also going to have hamburgers, hot dogs, pork burgers for the kids if they don't want, you know, a chicken dinner. But it's $10 for adults, and then the chicken dinner would be $5 for kids. So.
All right. Still reasonably priced.
Yes.
All right. Then you have local talent coming on stage?
Yes. There'll be praise and worship groups, and that'll start at 1. We have the Fairfield Community High School Girls Show Choir. And then Michelle Asher with Robin and Billy West. There'll be Drew Chidel and Sam Harrison, along with Kenny Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Not Your Ordinary Church, Jason Mason will be coming. And Jay Barbary, if he's able to attend, with Larry Hobbs.
Oh, okay.
And each group will have about 15 minutes to perform. And
okay. All right. Well, it sounds like a full weekend's worth of activities. Did we miss anything?
I believe everything's been covered.
Okay.
We want to say again, it's a good time for everyone. It's kind of like a family reunion get-together. Everyone is welcome to come out, enjoy the visiting with your old neighbors, enjoy the food, of course. There'll be a lot of good food there. A lot of homemade pies,
homemade pie. So
be sure and come out. There'll be several vendors and activities in the park. I mean, like a blacksmith and things of that nature.
Okay.
So we encourage everyone to come out and visit those booths around the park. And just participate in Frontier Days.
There will be something for everyone, right?
I believe so.
Yes.
There'll be broom making. You mentioned the fresh cider.
Actually, this year we're going to have somebody that's going to spin wool. Yes. So that's an FHA lady, girl.
Okay.
I believe she'll be coming. And so there'll be something for
something
everybody.
New.
Yeah. There's always
and
something new.
Always something for the family.
Yes. We will have vendors inside the Ruitan building.
Okay.
Also, so make sure that you kind of wander over there and check those people out. Crafters.
Okay.
And
a good time had by all.
Yes.
All right. Let's hope for good weather this weekend. For
yes.
Frontier Days.
Yes.
Howard and Sherry, thanks for coming out.
Thank you, Tom.
We appreciate the opportunity.
No problem. Anytime. That's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.